107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Tropical Storm Debbie is still pounding parts of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina with at least four storm-related deaths, including two children. Charleston, South Carolina, under an overnight curfew. ABC's chief meteorologist, Junior Zoom, is in Savannah, Georgia.
The problem with a storm like this is we're not going to see much movement.
A low of 61 in the night, showers and thunderstorms at times. A bit of sunshine later on Tuesday, and a high of 72. Patchy fog possible Tuesday night, and a low of 53. Wednesday, partly cloudy and nice. A high of 78, mild with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday, 78, and 74 Friday, with more clouds and cooler conditions, and a 30% chance for spotty showers by midday.
Her running mate, and then both are expected to appear side by side at an evening rally in Philadelphia. A two-day hearing by the NTSB later on Tuesday into a blowout on the side of a Boeing 737 MAX airliner. This is ABC News. A court order in a funeral home scandal.
The Colorado Springs funeral home owners, who allegedly stored 190 decaying bodies and sent grieving families fake ashes, are ordered by a judge to pay $950 million to victims' relatives in a civil case. That's from the attorney involved. But it's unlikely to be paid. The owners, John and Carrie Halford, are in financial trouble and face hundreds of criminal charges. Plaintiffs say they're disappointed the Halfords didn't show up for the hearings because they wanted to hear how and why.
Jackie Robinson is back with bronze statue paying homage to the baseball great. It's been hit by a vandal who cut it down at the ankles and stole it in January. That move was just sentenced to 15 years in prison on Friday. And on Monday, the Robinson statue was back outside McAdams Park in Wichita, Kansas, the home of Purposeful Baseball League number 42. Team member Joe Marcus Jones is part of the unveiling. He says he can't explain it. It was a new job. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Swama. I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got a cool snowboarder. And I said to the guy, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back to the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life. Nightlight with Pete Swama. Night 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Let me kiss you goodnight. Hey, let old river
come in another night. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The first cases of West Nile virus infections in Wisconsin this year have turned up in a wooden flood dump in Washington County and a dead bird in Chippewa. It means infected mosquitoes are transmitting the virus to people and animals. 150 people and 3 wooden product managers are out of a job, they sent mail reports. Wisconsin Premier Plywood Group 2 and Goodman Goodyear Lumber Company informed the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development that they would close their facilities and terminate all employees Friday on the Saturday. Birchwood Manufacturing and Rice Lake also closed. The companies are all owned by Bessie Forest Products Group.
The Brewers lose another series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers gave up 4 unanswered runs. Couldn't catch up. They lost 4-3 to the Nationals. Now, despite being in first place in the NL Central, Milwaukee has a losing 6-10 record in 16 games against last place losing teams this year. Washington, the Rockies, and the Marlins. Pat Murphy.
You can say how bad you think the record of the Nationals is. Those guys are playing free. They play us tough. They did the same thing to us in Milwaukee.
Crew head to Atlanta to play the Braves tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers resume practice tomorrow after a physical family night over the weekend. How's wide receiver Christian Watson after that near collision with rookie safety Adam Williams?
Yeah, he's okay. He went back in there. Yeah, it's good. Just got to
She was.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rod Price. Tornado watch in effect. Showers and storms through the overnight. Some heavy rainfall of concern and some severe weather as well. Overnight low temperatures dropping to the upper 50s. On Tuesday, morning storms, then some clearing. Highs in the middle 70s. It's 63 at our studios.
Join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers, and we'll discuss the new Democratic vice presidential candidate. Join us.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2.
News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome, welcome to Matt Mayer. I'm here. Jay Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Jessica Buck, and Sel on the board in Fort Galvin. For whatever strange reason, got to him a couple of days ago.
Who does he know?
I don't know. He's got connections somewhere. No, Galvin deserves it. He really does. So, welcome, Jess. Thank you for sliding into the board. We really appreciate you being here.
Happy to join you.
You can always join the show. You can call, you can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a very busy show coming up today. We're going to debut a new segment at the end of this hour at 10:50. We're calling it Deeply Held Personal Convictions, brought to you by Jell-O. And then in hour number two, we need to talk about Elon Musk.
Need to have a discussion about that.
Yep, it's like
little...
the problem child. So we will do that in the 11 o'clock hour, and also talk about what's happening in Florida and Georgia with Hurricane Debbie and the astonishing amount of rain in some of those areas. They're talking about 30 inches of rain in Savannah, Georgia in the next couple of days. That's a month's worth of rain in 4 days. So we will be talking about climate and climate conservation next hour. We wanted to start off, though. There were things happening over the weekend.
No hammer,
I know, as they tend to be. And we talked about this when White Dudes for Harris sprung up. And that big fundraiser to raise money for Kamala Harris. The latest one that has announced on Sunday, the Harris campaign unveiled Republicans for Harris.
He dropped to I thought we were going to talk about Deadheads for Harris.
That's come. I'm sure there's one.
There is. Oh, yeah.
Of course there is. Yep, the Harris campaign unveiling more than 24 endorsements from Republicans, including former governors, members of Congress, Trump administration officials. Many of the endorsements coming from politicians who are already openly critical of the former president, including former Republican Governor Bill Weld of Massachusetts, former Representative Denver Riggleman, and former Trump administration Press Secretary Stephen Mnuchin. But there are lots and lots of names on this.
I'm assuming that all of those individuals on there all have the title of former.
In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Yeah. Olivia Troy worked in the Trump administration. Former Secretaries Chuck Hagel and Ray LaFood. Former Governors Jim Edgar, Bill Weld, Christine Todd Whitman. That's a big name. Former U.S. House members Rod Chandler, Tom Coleman, Dave Emery, Wayne Gilchrist, Jim Greenwood, Adam Kinzinger, Denver Riggleman, as I mentioned, Christopher Shays, Peter Smith, Joe Walsh, former GOP State Chair and State Senator Chris Vance. The support appears to be growing.
It's mounting
for Kamala Harris.
I just was listening. Maybe the... Could see did it mention the Mesa mayor? Mesa, Arizona mayor?
He should be, because he came out in support of it, too. The mayor of Mesa, Arizona.
In the current, not a former.
Right, the current.
And that's the thing that's important to me is seeing some currents walking up and saying, nope, this isn't right. We're going to go for Harris. She might not share all of our values, but it's better than that psychopath who wants to change democracy.
Well, even Liz Cheney has said the same thing. She said, we can deal with bad policies. We cannot deal with the complete destruction of our democracy.
Yeah. Yes. Neither can I. I'm with you on that one, Ms. Cheney.
We agree, Liz. We agree. A few months ago, we talked to, there's an organization called Republican Voters Against Trump.
Yes.
And we talked to one of the organizers of this group, and we also talked to two people from Wisconsin who are also part of this group. They are people who voted for Donald Trump in the past. And this, even before this Republicans for Harris came out, we have a couple clips, Jess. Let's play clip number one. This is a Republican voter against Trump. His name is David.
What you can see from your...
I was an alternate delegate to the 2016 National Republican Party. I did vote for Donald Trump in 2020. I think he disqualified himself by leading the insurrection on January 6th. I thought he had a successful presidency, but he's had a horrific
David from Wisconsin, Republican Voters Against Trump.
You forever now. Do you think of
and I think that's a crucially important point, especially for people here in Wisconsin. Losing with grace.
We're at the point now where in the Republican Party, you accept the election. If you do that, you're going to be in trouble. They'll call you a rhino for something that was so basic. So basic. It's to the point where these are like subversive acts. It's being so mean to Donald Trump.
I think it's important also to remember that there were 140 officers who were injured in the attack on the Capitol. These people are not patriots, they're not heroes, they're not being held hostage. Also, over the weekend, I saw something that Trump said he is going to go through each January 6th case individually to decide if he'll receive a pardon when he's re-elected.
Is that too different? Because I feel like he just said he was going to pardon January 6th patriots slash hostages. They're traitors, actually. They don't care about the so now it's everyone. He's going to go through
everyone. On a case by case basis. Oh, I think they'll all get killed.
We'll see.
Do you think he'll skip some?
Well,
just for show.
Let's remember something here. He makes a lot of promises and follows through on none of them. So the fact he says he's going to do this, that's
thanks
all.
Thanks for thinking well, local. We're proud to be local Jess, radio, country and community. WRCO
I am going to run
FM,
the New York Marathon
100.9.
I promise you that. Check back to me next year when I haven't done it. That's how easy it is to make a promise. But
where'd you get kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor.
They're all nothing.
Dancing the kitchen till the morning light.
They're wonderful props.
It will be interesting to see if this Republican against Harris will actually gain some traction and we'll see some more people stepping up. and speaking out.
I hope so. I've seen their billboards around Milwaukee, and I've actually seen language change on them.
Oh, really?
Before the RNC, it was, my brother, I will not be voting for Trump, mother, brother Jack, Trump. And now it is, now beer one and specific, in a sack. It says, I will be voting for the porch light. So they're making, they're making themselves known in this when the key and folk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. And have a little fun when we turn out the lights. I think it's saying, Louisiana Saturday night. You have, well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. For dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
Really, the same thing we saw in 2008.
Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor.
Dance
in the kitchen till the morning light.
Louisiana Saturday night. Had their eyes open to Project 2025 and what that would do and essentially completely change our democracy. It's massively unpopular. And of course now it's, you know, run away from that. I'm going to talk about that, but it's not
We
have one more clip we wanted to play for you. This is Thomas from Republican Voters Against Trump. Just let's take a listen to that.
My name is Thomas Pallone. I voted for Donald Trump in both 2020 and 2016. I do not intend on voting for him.
We're breaking up. Here's what Donald Trump is. Let's just be fair. Let's play it out in our minds. I'll see you out on the town one Friday night. Get to talk across the lines. Say it now. For we say goodbye. We can't be wrong. We can't be lovers. We can't be weak. We can't be weak.
Absolutely right. And the thing about the wall that really gets me is that Steve Bannon fleeced Trump supporters to send him money to help build the wall, and then he bought himself a yacht and Trump pardoned him.
And now where is Steve Bannon right now? In jail again.
Oh, yeah, he is in jail. That's right.
I chose the second clip because I wanted to hear someone say Donald Trump here. Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone. It's important for a Republican to say that out loud. And also, the fact that he just is. Promise.
You're listening to Matt Mayer on here, coming to you across the City Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis,
it's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
You're listening to News from the Center.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W.
Your A&W
restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages.
Good morning and welcome, welcome to Matt Mayer on air. Jay Matt Mayer, Greg Mock, and Jess on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha, you can always join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842. If you're watching on the live stream, leave a comment there too on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that you like continues to actively ruin. We are going to talk about Elon at 11 o'clock.
Walsh's Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets.
Why is there a dog walking around behind Greg and not being pet receiving scratches? So be sure to mix and match to try something
new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year. Courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Trust me, I would easily walk around this room and give her all the scritches.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Central Wisconsin's number one Matthews Edition full retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena, on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday,
10 to 6.
Tom from L.A., thank you for your patience, Tom.
Wilkinson Auctions Muscadet Area Equipment Consignment Auction is Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. Some of the highlights include a low hour 2021 case SR-175 skid loader, a John Deere 550C dozer, tons of trailers, including multiple reefer trailers, combines and heads, and grain carts and gravity boxes. New equipment is arriving daily, so check the website or come down to the auction yard to see new pieces. The Muscadet Area Equipment Auction, Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Understand that this is the difference between a democracy and an authoritarian dictatorship. That they don't understand that, you know, we are basically going to be living in a man-made state.
All my life I've been a cowboy in my heart. Every Western hero on the screen's been with me from the start, riding high and showing me the way. They've been there with me through my toughest times. We ride out to the boundaries, but we never cross those lines. That's a code that I'm still living by today. Black and white, good guys and the bad. You always know who's wrong and right.
But Tom, let me stop you. Let me stop you there for a second, though. You are assuming that we have the ability to know what a caller is going to bring forth, and we may not necessarily have everything right at our fingertips. I appreciate what you're saying, and I think we all try to do the best that we can. But that is not necessarily always possible. Do you understand that?
Our
modern day heroes show them how the West was won. On their trail till they bring the last one down.
That is not true.
We could use a few more cowboys here today. A few more days of reckoning and a lot more hell to pay. Where that debt is owed, there ain't no middle ground. The code of the West was black and white, the good guys and the bad. You would always know absolutely wrong and right by the color of their hair. Now there aren't so many happy trails I've ridden, some you wouldn't want to see.
You have
Well, I appreciate that, Tom. I really do, and we try, and I think we all try. And but again, I want to make sure if I'm going to call somebody out on that, I better be right.
I think to Tom's point, though, regarding and thank you so much for calling, Tom. I really appreciate it. I think one of the things I want to address though with regard to Project 2025, one, it's not entirely sexy. It's a very, very long.
It's 953 pages.
Yeah. But also, no matter how left-leaning or mainstream your news sources, whether it's a CNN or MSNBC or even an ABC, like mid-center, like, you know, the networks, they're still run by corporations. And those corporations have interests. They have shareholders.
They want tax breaks.
They want money. They want tax breaks. And if you want a deeper dive in that, look at the difference between what you think CNN does versus the guy who owns CNN. I'm not talking about the guy who runs CNN. I'm talking about David Zaslav, who runs Warner Brothers Discovery. He's not a friend of paying taxes. He's not a guy who wants to be the guy. So when we talk about the mainstream media not covering this, it's because they have bigger interests than getting us informed. Their interest is making money and making their shareholders happy.
And protecting their profits.
And that is what dictates the news on these networks.
And as it comes like to see, we are going to continue talking about Project 2025. We'll cover it.
We'll never stop.
We'll like never stop. The election is, as a matter of fact, next Monday at 10:30. On the water, so next Monday at 10:30, we're going to be joined by retired Rear Admiral Josie Stack, who is with National Security Leaders for America. He's going to join us to talk about, again, Project 2025, what the ramifications would be of this. What would be the ramifications of Trump being able to come in and fire 50,000 nonpartisan civil servants and replace them with disloyalists? That being the number one requirement. Not expertise, not knowledge of the subject. It's how loyal are you to Donald Trump? And I can see all kinds of the January 6th rioters getting heartless and joining the Trump
administration. That might get you a
leg up. Right. That's kind of like, I would think that would be ideal. They would do anything. And that should smear traps on everybody.
And that's what they're sitting in prison right now. My prince will come. My king will bring.
Oh, yeah.
Seats left before we hear that final award. Now there's only two angels at the door. Say one for me and you on the glory train.
Continue to say, imagine your least qualified husband. Who's had a string of many jobs. Never really had a long-term relationship. I was in jail a couple times. Maybe he was DUIs. Misdemeanor, assault, stuff like that. He gets taps. Yeah, just minor stuff. He gets taps to work with the CDC.
And folks, if you're thinking about that cousin, you can't think of that cousin. No, I'm just kidding. All of the listeners are perfect, wonderful, amazing, and I would never doubt you.
News is coming up next when we return. California guy says, what? We have an update. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on here to Across the Pacific Media Radio Network.
Yeah. I'm over drinking. Debbie is still pounding no parts of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina with at least four store-related deaths, including two children. Charleston, South Carolina, under an overnight curfew. ABC's chief meteorologist, Junior Zee, is in Savannah, Georgia.
The problem with a storm like this is we're not going to see much movement. It's going to move extremely slow Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And so not just around Savannah, but it's also Charleston and that South Carolina coast that I'm really worried about going into the coming days, because with this combination of not just 10 to 20 inches of widespread rain, like that is a lot of rain, but also locally up to 30 inches.
F-35s and F-16s. Now, these jets are loud. The Wisconsin Air National Guard says you may even hear sonic booms. I'm Sadai Tomei Olsa.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Holly Kearney has left the show Saturday Night Live after two seasons. Kearney is the show's first non-binary cast member ever. On social media, Kearney called their SNL experience a dream come true and looked back fondly. Her exit follows the exit of fellow cast member Punky Johnson, who announced she was leaving the show after four seasons. Johnson also put out a social media message that said, SNL, I love you. What could possibly make shooting a steamy sex scene for a movie even more awkward? When asked what his most embarrassing scene ever to film was by Elle magazine, Josh Hartnett said it was a scene from the 2001 film Pearl Harbor, where he and co-star Kate Beckinsale made love in a parachute. If you haven't already guessed, it's a Michael Bay film. The star of the new film, Trap, says Beckinsale's one-year-old child and her boyfriend were present during filming. That's enough to give a guy a case of the gifts, among other things. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlife with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on Pacific Media Radio Network.
Meteorologist Scott Price, tornado watch in effect. Showers and storms through the overnight. Some heavy rainfall a concern and some severe weather as well. Overnight, low temperatures dropping to upper 50s. On Tuesday, morning storms, then some clearing. Highs in the middle 70s. It's 63 at our studios.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Theaters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreidlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for a very special Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll introduce you to Josh Shapiro, Kamala Harris's VP pick. Recruiting will be this girl. Tune in, Dom's.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Just might find the light of the Lord that you bear. You know what?
from our studio in downtown Waukesha at 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter.
We had someone on the text line actually ask this question, too. Jane, what's your email address?
Jane says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane says, at civicmedia.us. If you ever have a topic you'd like us to discuss, maybe something going on in your community, no matter where you are across the state, we are broadcast statewide, so you can be in Oshkosh, Wausau, Richmond Center, Jane says at civicmedia.us, and I did want to just quickly share this comment from what we can do. This being dyslexic, I thought the show was Maneater on air. By the time I realized no one was going to be devoured, I was already hooked by your excellent coverage. Great show, thank you so much. That is so funny. I have never been called a Maneater, Black Widow of Wanda on radio, yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm I had like 9 partners over the course of several years. Most of the boxes
were they found in Central Park next to a bike? We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Yes. More about that tomorrow. That's called Segway Teaser.
It's called Tease.
Oh my goodness.
All right, we want to come back and talk about California. California guy, late sitting axe throwing California guy, Eric.
Yeah, professional rake stepper, as Pat Kreitlow calls him.
I love that term so much. Eric Hovde does have challenges.
I thought you could say he's his challenges.
Well, that could be for sure. But he does have challenges. He are challengers, rather. The primary is August 13th. And Eric Hovde says Thomas Yeager, who is running for the America First Party, have to believe the Democrats have put Thomas Yeager on the ballot under America First. It's a Democrat plant to try to siphon votes off of me. I'll be telling a different radio station, Democrats will stop at no level to hold on to power, including putting Yeager on the ballot. There's a problem here.
Well, first of all, he says in the article they did an extensive investigation.
Oh, yeah, they
did. Folks, we have a peer breaking news. Matt Mariner or Manny Mariner, whoever's listening. No, they didn't.
They did not do an extensive investigation.
They absolutely did not. You know what? Tell them why, Jane.
Because in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Mr. Yeager says that is absolutely not true. Candidate himself.
Yeah.
But
we have to dig
deeper.
Well,
he's a Democratic plant.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. We have to dig deeper into the information. We have to know more about Monsieur Yeager.
Monsieur Yeager, 37, again, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is to the far, far, far right of Eric Hovde and almost everyone else. A former lobbyist for the Wisconsin Gun Owners Incorporation, Yeager said some people call some of his ideas extreme. He's also claimed he's an unindicted co-conspirator in the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. He does not, however, appear to be mentioned by name in any of the criminal complaints.
This is
for
you, girls.
It's like an uncredited walk-on TV show. You wouldn't see my name. I was not credited.
Mr. Yeager says he was on the witness list for two of the federal trials, but had planned to invoke his Fifth Amendment right to not incriminate himself, but he never
opened his mouth. He's incriminating himself now.
Is there some residual glory attached to this?
And I think the thing is, like, he wasn't indicted. He's probably domesticated. He's like,
you're not
bringing donuts to the house they were all at is not part of the thing. So, sir, you're fine. And, you know, he's like, we'll try to survive. We know you're just going to plead the fifth. I know, but it's my right. You know what? You're right. That's president. You keep business card. Goodbye.
In the end, 14 men were criminally charged in state or federal court. 9 were convicted. 5 were Yeager running against Eric Hovde. August 13th. is his name on the primary ballot. Mr. Leader says he knew many of the people involved in the case, including Barry Crofts, the accused bomb maker. Crofts once called the jail to appear on Mr. Leader's podcast.
Like, it's a walking shot here. We have the free. It's one word. This is the free. It's two and free men. Oh, God. I wish I had that from Parks and Rec. Men's rights is not a thing, and you are ridiculous. Free men. Okay.
Mr. Leader says he's never been a member of a militia group, though he was in some meetings with a few of those involved in the Whitmer conspiracy. But he was not involved in the plot crediting divine intervention on why he missed the community.
This is so fun. Like, there's nothing funny about kidnapping. There's nothing funny about election tampering. There's nothing funny about the crimes and allegations. But this is a sketch. Like, the idea is, like, he's like, I wasn't part of it. Yeah, because they probably gave you the wrong address, but didn't want you to show up in the area. Or, like, I wasn't in that Slack chat group. Why did you not invite me?
Mr. Leader calling for abolishing the FBI, closing the borders, eliminating the federal income tax, halting all foreign aid until U.S. debt is under $100 million, passing constitutional amendment recognizing fetuses as legal persons, and protecting children from radical gender theory. Radical gender theory. He also held league rallies opposing lockdowns during the COVID pandemic.
Have either of you ever heard the term? Perfect information.
Oh, yeah.
And under 100 million?
Gender itself is kind of a radical theory. Let's be really honest here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it's all the greatest hits. His platform are all the greatest hits of Republicans or crazy.
He also is not a fan of California guy Eric Hufte. He says he views the Madison banker and real estate mogul as a neocon. He's reluctant to state his policy positions. They built a story
for the ages. Well, Tommy Boy ain't wrong there.
He doesn't have a policy position.
He just says, we'll secure the border.
He talks in big platitudes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There's no detail.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
This guy is a character. Like, maybe he is a Democratic plant because he's just so over the top. Like, everything about him is ridiculous.
I think if he were a Democratic plant, he would be better at his job.
I don't know. Democrats aren't great at everything.
That's true.
I mean, but yeah, it's like a bad movie.
And, of course, the Hubby campaign is doubling down. A vote for Leaguer is a vote for the Harris-Baldwin agenda.
Well, not in the primary, dude.
Is that
a threat?
The tallest mountains
they have scaled. Do you honestly, sir, Mr. Hubby, are you listening to me? It's Mark. Do you honestly think for a moment you are in any danger to losing to Thomas Leaguer? I mean, sir.
We're talking to you.
Yeah. Someone clip this audio, send it to his California office. It's in Laguna Beach.
Tell them to keep doing what they're doing.
Yep. Keep doing what you're doing. Making terrible ads, saying dumb things. I mean, I thought it was one thing with the overweight comments, but the farmer stuff, that's not going
to work. Well, and that's not very popular.
No.
Calling our farmers, please.
Yeah.
Because all they do now is ride around in air-conditioned tractors.
You know, tractors that cost them anywhere between $20,000 to $500,000 at the mortgage terminal to get. Lazy. You're pure Americana.
You're exactly the kind of man. We do, in case you missed it, and it debuted just a couple of weeks ago. It was last week. I have no idea.
Gender, total construct.
We received a new attack ad.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know why it's only this show that they buy.
They trust us.
They must. That must be it.
Yeah.
If in case you missed it, let's give that a spin, Jess. This is the latest attack ad.
They built a story for the ages.
The election's only a few months away. Let's look at your choices. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has spent her life working on behalf of Wisconsinites, from clean water to child care, bringing in billions of dollars for bridges and airports across the state. Snooze. She even goes to county fairs and meets actual people who live in Wisconsin.
Our guy grew up and went to school in Wisconsin.
Then he moved away for 20 years until coming back to run for office. Then, after he lost, moved away again. And after years of doing great in California, he's back for you. He's now wasting time talking to Wisconsin's farmers or nurses or small business owners. He's attending conferences about cryptocurrency in Arizona. We're dipping his toes in the ocean at his mansion on Luna Beach. He knows what's best for him. I mean, for you. He knows what's best for you. You can bank on it. Wow, that's clever. You guys can come on that one. Wow, that's the first time we've been here.
It's a very long name. I would have suggested it. It's smart.
Some guys to cook half price.
Everybody's a credit.
Well, it's better than, well, we'll
they
talk.
They could have workshop.
Yeah, well,
workshop.
I know why. Same idea. Well, I'm glad they trust us. And I'm sure there'll be more hits coming out.
I have a feeling. While we are talking about Tommy and Tammy Baldwin, Tammy Baldwin is doing quite well with raising cash.
Yeah.
She's raised almost $2.6 million from July 1st to the 24th. More than $2.1 million coming from individual donors. A WISP Politics analysis of fundraising figures shows over $700,000 from Baldwin's money came from people donating $200 or less. That's
That's what happened with the Harris campaign. That I don't know about all of it, but that money she raised, that was like $40, mostly small donations.
Yeah. You don't have to do $200.
You can
do $10.
$10? You get 1,000 people giving $10, that makes a difference. If that's all you can afford.
We'll do it.
Try to go for it. I'm not going to tell you that. I don't like talking about money. It's amazing. See, I'm almost wondering.
This didn't go so well for us.
Yeah. We got the gold. We should have backed Thomas.
I have a feeling he will still be available.
With his radical gender theories.
And by the way, Aaron Duffy has repeatedly attacked electric vehicle subsidies, calling them a tax scheme and corporate welfare, yeah. But...
Wait for it.
Eric has bet on Pappas Manufacturers Trading Post in the last year alone.
Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission full retailer.
Pappas Trading Post
offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena, on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic
Radio. Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Mailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting you from the elements like rain, sun, and snow for a stunning, durable finish that lasts. Visit Mailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Mailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
Hi, this is Teresa Carey with Carey Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is a perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral coverage from Beacon Insurance and Carey Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Beacon Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Carey Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot?
Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle.
The shoebox
sounds
was voted Madison's
right?
favorite shoe
but guess
store.
What?
And they
That's
have
exactly
what you need for back-to-school
like.
Shoes.
Your human brain
no
only
has a better
the
selection
to
of shoes
on
than
one
the shoebox.
At a time.
With all the latest
when
styles for teachers,
wheel,
coaches, and
driving,
especially the students,
attention.
The shoebox is the
Don't
place
drive
to go.
Distracted.
They
a
go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size, and fit all at a great price.
The
shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation, their way of life, rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 200 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Boston Concrete Mountains,
Dr. Tim and Dr. John,
9-6-6
on your local Civic Media radio station.
Living like sardines, no space to call your own.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRC.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
In a hurry, out of time, the pressure is on.
Our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. You can call, you can text us. The same number, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Don't forget, Wisconsin has a primary election August 13th. It is very, very, very important that you vote. It's really important you check your registration.
Yes.
Because this, I think, just happened in Georgia. They knocked another 300,000 people off the voter rolls. And I don't know for certain that this has happened in Wisconsin, but it's always a good idea to double check to make sure you are still registered. It's myvote.wi.gov.
It's all the difference between walking in and what could be a 5 minutes experience
yes.
to a half an hour. Not everybody has one, and that turns people to making polls. So remember, you can always register in person on the day of a piece of ID. We can need a bill from home.
That used to be the case.
But check your registration on my bill. Just makes it easier to know. And check out your ballot, see what's on there. Mine's really long.
Your ballot?
Yeah, and lots of writing.
Oh.
It's a common.
There are two critically important amendments to the state constitution on the ballot that will essentially take away checks and balances and give more power to the legislature and take away the governor's ability to handle federal emergency funds. As a reminder, during the COVID pandemic, the legislature gaveled in and gaveled out.
Multiple times they've done that.
Yes. So Tony Evers was at work doing his job, getting money out to small businesses and communities, and they gaveled in and gaveled out. So in the middle of a crisis,
yeah.
If you would like to see more of this incredible in action, because they're really, really good at doing nothing, then I would say you should vote yes.
I would love to see, like, if somehow the Democrats could gain control of the State House. Which, who knows? I'm just wondering if maybe the Assembly of the State Senate would have maybe a 4 month working or 5 month working, not a 10 month holiday.
It's tough, Greg. We are going to move on to a new segment involving deeply held personal convictions brought to you by Cello. Kyle Rittenhouse, of course, was it Thursday? It was Thursday night, I want to say. He went on Twitter and announced he would not be supporting Donald Trump's efforts to return to the White House. In the post on Twitter, Rittenhouse argued Trump had a bad record with respect to gun rights and therefore explaining he would be backing Ron Paul.
Ron Paul. Who I don't even think has made an announcement to run.
No.
Unless he's like running on the very unknown. Gun show.
Now, and I don't hanging on every word she ever had to say. Mr. Rittenhouse is disappointed because, according to the former president himself, when he was in office, he did nothing about those. We have that clip.
During my four years, nothing happened, and there was great pressure on me having to do it. We did nothing. We didn't yield. And once you yield a little bit, that's just the beginning. That's the avalanche begins.
Yeah, he did nothing on guns. Or making our kids safer at schools. Or any of us safer at grocery stores. Or church or synagogue. Or I can go on and on and on and on about all the things the Trump administration did not do to make us safer from guns. So, White Kyle decided to back Ron Paul again. Tony asked him a live stream. Ron Paul is still alive. That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah, because everyone's been saying Rand Paul.
Yeah, which is his son.
Yeah. I was trying to find the graphic because before he had his huge change of heart, he posted a graphic on his Twitter page about all the reasons why he got here, and there were like 9 reasons they felt he was bad on guns. It's basically because he wasn't just allowing guns to exist without any sort of problem. If like bump stocks were a problem, he didn't come out immediately and sure dismiss it. Like, the kind of approach Second Amendment that Kyle Rittenhouse is absolute and without any sort of. There's no changing. It's immutable.
They're just never going to be happy.
No.
Unless a baby gets their first handgun in their bassinet at birth.
Absolutely.
I mean, there are pretty few restrictions for Americans to get their hands on a gun. I don't understand what the complaint is.
I just wish I could find that graphic because it was amazing because there were like 9 things. I was shocked when I saw that. I'm like, some of this seems pretty
nitpicky. Well, fear not. Because after less than 24 hours, I thought it was going to take 3 days, Greg Bonner. Remember we talked about that
stuff
there on Friday? I said Monday.
Yeah, I said
by Monday, Kyle Rittenhouse will back off. No. By Friday, he backed off. Completely.
Within hours.
By Friday afternoon, he was back on Twitter, writing he is 100% behind Donald Trump and encourages every gun owner to join him in helping send him back to the White House. In the last 12 hours, I've had a series of productive conversations with members of the Trump team. Read threats.
Yeah.
I was going to say productive conversations.
Do this or else. I'm confident he will be the strong ally gun owners need to defend our rights. My comments made last night were ill-informed and unproductive and got you dragged.
Yeah, in other words, you got bullied on Twitter 10
times. So much for the deeply held personal convictions. Kyle Rittenhouse, brought to you by Jell-O.
Her hair was great.
I'm impressed with just how flexible you are and how quickly that happened. It's push.
I mean, when you hear new information, Jane, it's important.
And be open to information.
Yes.
Yes, that's what it is. All right. News is coming up next. And then when we return, we need to talk about Elon.
Yeah, you need to listen, people.
That's all coming up. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
And
107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richmond Center, and always on the Civic Media app.